Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Fireworks are so beautiful, fun to watch, as long as somebody else is lighting them off, and preferably a professional, because they are so dangerous. And in the emergency rooms, they see so many injuries every year at the 4th of July. My guest is Dr. Laura Janna. She's a pediatrician and an author, Heading Home with Your Newborn, It's You and Me Against the Pea. She's just an author about everything and a parenting expert. Welcome to the show, Dr. Janna. Talk about fireworks. How can we enjoy fireworks, maybe even local fireworks? Doesn't have to be the big town, or is it really the way to go?
Well, from what I've seen, it's great that there's a lot of sort of community-based fireworks opportunities for families, so you don't have to drive to some major city to see fireworks displays. What I'm going to tell you is in sync with the American Academy of Pediatrics recommendation, and that is, in a perfect world, leave all fireworks to the professionals. Because what we're talking about, and we're talking even things as simple as sparklers. I mean, we all think sparklers as being, they can get to 2,000 degrees. That's like handing your child a blowtorch. And so if you can bring yourself to do that, leave it to the professionals keeps it the safest. Now, I'm sure we're about to have a conversation about, okay, in the real world, what can they do? But that would be in the ideal situation.
So the American Academy recommends that you see your town's fireworks, you leave it to the professionals, and now we're entering into the real world, Dr. Janna, and, you know, you're at somebody's barbecue, and the father has all these fireworks they're going to light off. I mean, and in reality, you're not going to say, come on, kids, we're going.
Well, here's the problem with this. There are an awful lot of parents. I speak to lots of parents, and we all have this urge. We don't want to be the parent that's the party pooper, right? Like you can't do this, you can't do that. I have three teenagers now, and my poor children feel like that about everything. I'm like, do you know what I do for a living? You can't do this because I know how unsafe it is. At some point, it can be where if they're unsafe fireworks, if it's an unsafe thing, you do need to walk away. Like you would say, you can't sit in the back of a pickup truck. You have to be in your car seat or your seatbelt. It's non-negotiable. And so for me, the use of some of the kind of higher-powered fireworks, it's non-negotiable. You can't go to your friend's party. You can't go to the neighbor's house and light them off. There are sort of those areas where we're talking about sparklers, for example, where if you're going to have them, realize very direct adult supervision is important because, you know, touching, like I said, it's not an exaggeration to say they are like the equivalent of a blowtorch. So use your judgment. It's going to depend on what kind of fireworks you're talking about. But, you know, if you're the bystander, the phrase that always comes to mind with fireworks for me is it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. But the eyes are not the only problem.
We've been saying that for a year. Mm-hmm, for years.
Yeah, the eyes, I mean, we're talking 20% of injuries to heads, faces, ears, 40% for hands and fingers, and we're talking on average 200 people a day go to the emergency room with fireworks-related injuries around the month of the 4th of July.
Well, and so if you're, now I told you the story off air that we had fire, you know, sparklers and a neighbor was doing fireworks, and so the kids were really wanting to hold them, so we stood next to each child while they held their sparkler for just a few minutes, and then, you know, and we were lucky because these were cheap sparklers, I think, so they only lasted for like 30 seconds. So it was fine. I mean, and we put them down and then stepped on them, made sure they were out and everything. But yeah, direct parent supervision. What do you do if it's your neighbor and you're there? Can you back up and still feel safe? Are you supposed to be like, okay, kids, we're leaving, or we're going to go into the next yard and we'll watch from there?
Well, and this is where it depends on the type of fireworks, and this is where I have a hard time defining it. The recommendations, you know, you've got American Academy of Pediatrics acknowledging that this does happen, and again, the ideal sticking to the community fireworks displays, but you've also got the Consumer Product Safety Commission that does say backing up to a safe distance is important if you are going to be around fireworks. It's hard to say what a safe distance is. It depends what they're lighting. There are some other tips, though, saying, okay, we've already talked sparklers, but making sure that, you know, for example, not fireworks in brown pack paper. Typically, those are the ones that are designed for professional displays. Much more bang for your buck in those. So brown paper fireworks, those are more concerning to me than a bunch of sparklers and some popping things. You also want to make sure, you know, this is the kids will be kids. You know that there's going to be somebody's going to point it at somebody, somebody's going to throw it, something's not going to go off, and they're going to try to relight it. And those are areas where it actually poses significantly more danger. You also mentioned that, you know, with the sparklers and you step on the leaves, it's great to have water around or a garden hose handy, both to put out the fizzled old sparklers just to be safe, kind of like what I would do if there's, you know, you have a match. I actually run it underwater once I'm done lighting a match. Don't carry fireworks in pockets. Those sorts of things you can do if you're going to use the lower grade fireworks. But again, I can't quite tell you what that safe distance is because they make me very nervous.
They make me really nervous too. And I was at a neighbor's house when they were lighting them, and they were out on the pier near the water, and some went off that shouldn't have gone off. And the man jumped into the water, and the little boy ran down the pier. You know, run, he said, you know, and it kind of really put the kibosh on everybody's fun. All of a sudden, what was fun and rowdy and everything turned serious, and oh my God. So we all kind of stood back, and I took my kids, and we went 2 yards down, and I was like, we're not even going close to that. What if they start shooting out?
Exactly. And unfortunately, what often happens with something that's so tied into what we envision as fun 4th of July, all-American tradition, when we learn about the injuries, the potential for injury and all, again, with the American Academy of Pediatrics recommendation, there is no pediatrician I know of the over 60,000 members who want to put out the fun for children. You know, like, let's just make sure nobody has any fun. But the problem is when you know what the potential risk is, and it's so serious as it is with fireworks, you got to make that point. The other thing to consider as a parent is, you know, find out if they're even legal in your area, because not in every state are fireworks legal at a certain level. And so to see that you're also, there's that undertone of a message to children that it's okay to break the law for some things because we like them, which also works in your favor if you are that one parent who's saying, this is not smart, this isn't safe, you can use the, and it's not legal, we can't do it.
Well, and that's true. And in my state, they're not legal, but in the state next door, they are. And of course, at this time of year, then there's fireworks stores open every couple of blocks. You see them.
Yeah, I live in the same scenario. You know, you go 20 minutes across the state border and you can buy them, bring them back. And my state, it looks like popcorn driving around in the, you know, in the neighborhoods, the suburbs, because everybody is firing them off. I cringe the whole time.
Well, I'm not thrilled about it either. So now, in the last minute or and a half left that we've got, give us your best advice for fireworks, both the AAP's recommendation that you do not buy fireworks for your children, you do not light them off yourself. So the AAP's recommendations and the real world, what do you do if they're going on in your neighborhood?
Well, and you've really summed up from the AAP standpoint and from everybody I know in injury prevention, recognizing the real risk and the 1,000, 2,000 degree sparkler problem means you shouldn't do it. Go make a fun activity out of going to community fireworks displays. And also, you know, the AAP recommends prohibiting public sale of all fireworks, and that would be a big help in terms of keeping them from your neighbors, you know, enticing your children and you to go see them. In terms of the very specifics we've talked about, but really make sure that you've always got adult supervision, that children have a very healthy respect for it, because otherwise they're prone to pointing and throwing and relighting and doing all sorts of things, putting them in bottles. I mean, it's creative thinking, except in a very dangerous fashion. And doing those things, really, it can help make it a much safer holiday, because the last thing you want is to have it end in tragedy, injury, lost body parts, as opposed to a really fun celebration of the 4th.
Well, that's absolutely the whole reality of this message, Dr. Jana, and thank you so much for being with us, is that you don't want your really fun times and your happy barbecues and parties to turn into something serious where people are crying and jumping into a car to go to the emergency room. That's really the last thing you want, and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that you go to your town fireworks, you go to fireworks by professionals, you do not buy them, you do not buy them for your children. If you're at someone's house when they're being lit off, you either back up or leave. Don't let your kids use those sparklers. In reality, maybe under extreme parental supervision. Those are the rules. Those are the ways to do it and keep ourselves safe. And that's what it's all about. Healthy children right here on Radio MD. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in association with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.